Let's try it again, shall we? Take two. See if I can get the chat going this time, which did not want to appear last time. And, you know, it's kind of hard to have a chat without people to chat with. There we go. Hello, Julia, Sosa, all the regulars showing up. I love it. How are you fine folks today? Good to see everybody. As I was saying, Aaron Rodgers most likely not going to play on Thursday night. There's nothing official there. Matt LaFleur saying it's a game time decision, please, as if that decision hasn't already been made. What's up, everybody in the chat here? Good to see everybody. Will EQ break out? I don't know about break out, Sean, but I do find it interesting that so many people seem to think he's on the bubble. I don't see that at all. Now, does that mean he can't get cut? No, of course not. But I think he's had a really good camp. Aaron Rodgers brought him up unsolicited yesterday. Not that Aaron Rodgers hasn't talked about guys who've gone on to get cut before. But yeah, I think EQ's had a really good camp. And I absolutely think he's going to be on the team. So now, does that mean a breakout season is coming? I'm not so sure about that. But I think he will be a contributor in 2019, definitely. What do you think about the Canada game? I'm excited. It is basically my home city. Ethan, I wish I could tell you I was a little more excited about it. But the only reason they're there, obviously, is because of the Raiders and their craziness. And I know it's a newer stadium, so that's good. But sure wish they were playing in an NFL stadium. And I'll be surprised if some of the starters even play. But hey, I know it's exciting for the city. It's great. There's Packer fans up there, obviously, such as yourself, that get a chance to see the Packers where they may not otherwise. So in that aspect, I love it. But as far as, like, you know, preseason is bad enough in general. And then to go to some non-NFL stadium, I don't know. It's hard for me to get excited about it. Do I think Reggie Gilbert is gone? I don't know about gone, but I definitely think he's on the bubble. He's a special teams contributor, though, which helps him. He hasn't had a ton of flash plays this offseason, but he has been steady. I would probably keep him over Fackrell myself. Now, I know we've been down this road before, but Fackrell has had a less than inspiring training camp and or preseason. But I'm sure they'll keep him around because, you know, we see last year he didn't have a very good summer, but he led the team in sacks in 2018. Obviously, you're not counting on that for 2019. But maybe they like, you know, him a little bit more than Gilbert, which would put Gilbert on the outs. Hope Moore recovers, but think it's time he gets cut. What say, Lord Nag of House of Cheese? Yeah, I think Moore's a long shot to make the team at this point. I know he's had some good moments. He had a big catch yesterday, but way too much inconsistency, still struggling with drops here and there. And you just haven't seen it. You haven't seen the progression you'd like to see. And you've had a lot of other guys at that position, wide receiver specifically, obviously, who have had really good summers. And you needed to see a lot more out of him. So maybe he lights it up on Thursday night and in that final preseason game, and that saves him. But as of right now, sitting here 2 days before the third preseason game, I don't see him on the roster. Will the offense get off to a slow start? Scott, I would suspect so, yes. But, you know, they've surprised me before. Maybe it happens again. I'd be shocked if it happened down in Chicago on opening night, but stranger things have happened. If Mark Murphy wanted to get some Packers tickets, where would he buy them? Probably Ticket King at CheeseheadTV.com. There's a link right on the homepage. Check it out. How's that for truncated? Is this week's game the closest you'll get to watching Hard Knocks this season? Not quite sure what that means. I won't be watching tonight. We have an event here at LiveX, which is why I'm not in the studio. But I'm sure I'll watch the replay at some point. How do you personally value character as part of a player's value to the team? Is it worth it to deal with, say, A, B in the media just for the player's talent? Yeah, I think so. If you're a Hall of Fame level type talent, if you're a once in a generational talent, yeah, you're going to put up a bunch more headaches than you would a regular dude, so to speak, a ditch digger, if you will. You know, every GM is different. You're asking for my personal opinion. You can't win with a locker room full of choir boys. You know, the Packers have themselves had a couple of tough characters, to put it nicely, in their locker rooms throughout the years on winning teams. So, you know, I'm probably a lot more forgiving than most, but that's why I'm not a football coach, I guess. I don't think we should keep three quarterbacks this season because I feel like there's been a lot more competition than years past. Yeah, I think, you know, if I had my druthers, I'd probably go with Boyle and let Kizer go. I think Boyle still has a little bit of development that he could, you know, a ceiling that he could reach, where I think Kizer's done everything he's going to do. He's had ample opportunity to develop into something, and I just haven't seen much, if any, development there. With Boyle, I could see there could still be a little bit of growth. That's just a personal opinion, but I still don't feel comfortable with either one of them backing up Aaron, but that's the road we're headed down. Muscle Hog Vitaly is going to be an asset, huh? Well, yeah, if he can get back on the field, he's been injured almost a week now. So I would be very surprised if he plays on Thursday night. Got to think he'll want to get back out there. I hope if he's ready to go for week one, yeah, I think you'll definitely see a whole lot of him. I think he'll be very integral part of the offense, and especially in the passing game. Why does the NFL have officiating, quote, points of emphasis every year? Michael, let me tell you why. Because the competition committee feels the need to stick its nose into every single little thing. Teams and coaches complain each and every offseason. And rather than say, okay, we understand your concerns and or complaints, but we don't feel we need to respond to every single one of them, the competition committee feels they have to draw something up each and every year. There's some kind of controversy that is a one-time thing, whether it's Brett Favre getting like beat up in the NFC Championship game, whether it's Favre not getting the ball back in overtime, whether it's that missed call in the down in New Orleans in the NFC Championship game, whether it's Aaron Rodgers getting hit late by a Viking, etc. All these instances where, you know, teams have these grievances for this single player, this one moment, and then the competition committee comes up with sweeping rules to try and fix that one thing. But the problem is every single year we see tons and tons of unintended consequences because of it. And it drives me nuts. They overreact to every single thing, every single complaint. Rather than just have it, like, you know, that's the game, that's part of the, you know, human nature of it, etc. No, they have to try and overcorrect every single thing. We've been dealing with it now for a decade, whether it's celebrations, whether it's low hits to the quarterback, whether it's the hitting the quarterback late, you know, all these things. What's a catch? What a tuck rule? All these absurd things. Well, what's a sack? How can you sack the quarterback? And now we've got this stupid officiating thing with being able to challenge pass interference. It's just one thing after another. No league does a better job of getting in its own way than the NFL. No league. Do the Bears win the Super Bowl this year? No. Now, do you think the CTE issue has to do with them overreacting? In some ways, sure, but if you're completely overhauling your rule book because of a hit to the quarterback, how is that saving the other 10 dudes on the field? Or I'm sorry, the other, you know, 21 dudes on the field. It isn't. You're babying the quarterback position because you have to sell television ads and quarterbacks move the market. It's got nothing to do with CTE, genuinely. Now, do they sell it as player safety? Yeah, sure, of course. They don't give a shit about player safety. Give me a break. Does Lazard make the 53? Woo! That's a good question. I doubt it. I know he's got practice squad eligibility remaining. I think they'll try and sneak him through. Who knows what happens then? But I'll be surprised if he's on the initial 53. Is AJ Hawk a Packers Hall of Famer? Absolutely, 100%. Haven't heard much about Josh Jackson. Scott, that's because he just started practicing. He had been on the sideline with a non-football injury, which means he hurt himself prior to getting to camp. He just started practicing. He's got a lot of ground to make up. I do not doubt for a second we'll see him on Thursday night. Will Savage have more of an impact this year than Jair did last year? Well, I mean, it all depends on what you're looking at, what kind of metrics you're using. To me, I think he'll be more noticeable. I think he'll be around the ball a lot. And I think, yeah, the nature of the position helps him there. But yes, all intents and purposes, yeah, I think you'll see more of Savage and you'll sense a bigger impact from him because you're going to see him around the ball a lot more. What's the correct topping for a brat? Oh, my God. I tell you what, Banky has this really good mustard that's really good, but I'd have to ask him. I'll ask him tomorrow night on the return of Packer Transplants. Make sure you're there. 5 p.m. Eastern, the return, the first 2019 season kickoff, Packer Transplants, me and Corey in the house. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ismail, thanks for the super chat. Do you think we'll ever have AI refs? No, I don't think they'll go there, like robot refs or AI or whatever. Not my lifetime, maybe 100 years from now, but I'm sure it'll all be very different. They'll be playing a different sport by then. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? You better believe it, Aaron. I always like the sound of it. Due to the depth at wide receiver, could there be a surprise cut? Davis, Moore? Well, I don't think either of those would be a surprise, actually. I said at the beginning of the stream, I think Moore's got a very long way to go to make this team. If the Packers cut Jamon Moore, what does that say about the decision-making of Brian Gutekunst and the scouting department to select him before MVS and EQ? Nothing. They selected him because of his athletic upside, which is what you do in the draft. That's why the freak athletes get drafted earlier. No, doesn't say anything. Why are the Packers playing the Raiders this year? That's the way they worked it out. A lot of these preseason games are the teams working out schedules and things like that. Obviously, there's a lot of familiarity between those two franchises. I'm not surprised. What about football mutants? There you go. Did you see the new ref cam? I did, Alexander. Fun idea. It was almost as fun as that shot of Sean McVay talking about the defense is live while it's happening on the sideline. That was cool. I like that. That was a lot of fun. At what point does Gutekunst stop developing a player? Duke, that's a really good question. I think we're about to find out. It's way too early in his tenure, obviously, to have too much, much of anything to go on. But now will be the construction of his second 53-man roster. We'll see how precious he is with his draft picks. I suspect much less so than Thompson was. What have you seen from the preseason that makes you most nervous about this year's Packers? Nothing, Dan. Nothing makes me nervous in the preseason. None of these results matter. You can glean certain things in one-on-one matchups. Obviously, there's things you don't like to see, like the tackling or lack thereof, or the defensive front getting pushed off the ball on last Thursday night. But none of it really means much. And don't ever forget, the Lions went 4-0 in the preseason prior to going 0-16. There are little things you can glean from play to play, but for the most part, sweeping generalizations, things that are making me nervous, nothing. Do coaches discuss playing time for their teams with each other before a preseason game? Not traditionally, Stephen, but you'd be silly to think it doesn't happen from time to time in regards to coaches that are friends, staffs that have parts where they know each other, like personnel people who've come from one spot and now work at the other. Like, they'll talk and they'll hear things and inform the coaches, etc. But for the most part, there's not an official sit down conference call. Okay, this is who we're playing, et cetera, stuff like that. Over under Rodgers one quarter next game. Amigo put me way under. I don't think he's going to play. Who is your new darling, not Tony Brown or MVS? Kadar Holman, although he's been hurt, but I absolutely love this kid. I've loved him all camp, all summer. He's a guy who can play really sticky man defense, not afraid to stick his nose in there against the run. Physical guy. I really, really like him. Like I said, he's been hurt. I want to get him back out there, but I think the Packers, you're talking about, the personnel staff before, I think they really found a gem in Kadar Holman. Starter at left guard week 4. Ooh, Christopher, that's a good question. I'll tell you what, Elgton Jenkins is not going away quietly. That guy is here to compete for a starting job. I think there's a shot he's there in week 1. I really do. Now we'll see how these next 2 weeks play out, but I think Lane's played well. But Elton's going to be tough to keep off the field. He's putting a lot of good tape together. Do you like that Pettine will be on the sidelines this year? Why or why not? Sly, it's funny. we have these conversations every summer. I don't really care where they coach. I mean, that's up to them, and they're going to do what they feel is best. Obviously, Petten, I don't know if you heard the quotes from the podium the other day in regards to now he feels comfortable with the guys that he has up there to see the information that he likes, so he can operate on the sideline. We'll see how it goes. Maybe he switches it up in the middle of the season. Maybe he gets down there and realizes, you know, I'm much more effective up in the box. He hasn't done this since his years in Buffalo. I think it was 2013 was the last time he was on the sideline. So we'll see how it goes. But as far as, like, how do I feel about it, I could care less, really, wherever he wants to be. Is next season starting right tackle currently on the roster? Will, I think it's Billy Turner, actually. It's no secret, and I said this summer, when he signed to significantly more money than I think most people expected him to, there was a lot of talk about the Packers having overpaid, but I said at the time, and I'll say it now, I think it's pretty clear that they paid him with the intent of him playing right tackle eventually. There's no doubt they're already planning on it. They've run him there this past week with the starters at right tackle, with Elgton Jenkins coming in at right guard. So, you know, obviously they're planning this season in case Bulaga gets injured, but I think the plan will be to move him out there. Now, that's just guesswork on my part, but it seems to make the most sense. Okay, I'll take one or two more, and then I got to jump. If you had to give up on King or Jackson to keep Holman, would you? No. Are we going to trade Josh Jones or cut him? TBD. I think there's a possibility one or either one of those things could happen. Yeah, Kadar, yeah. Let's see. Nags, could Lane Taylor be a surprise cut? I'd still be very surprised if they made that move, but you can't dismiss it as a possibility. I think offensive line depth is so precarious in the NFL. You finally get some depth. Don't just go then and cut a guy who started a bunch of games for you and is coming off definitely a down year, but can still play. I would hate that move, but I hated the Mike Daniels move, and they went ahead and did that. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's a possibility. It's not a move that I would make. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. I'll be back tomorrow with the return of Packer Transplants, me and Corey Banky in the studio with a very, 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 very special guest. So thanks a lot, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night.